Thank you for tuning in to
TCN, Talk Line Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.
What are we gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Matt's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Matt, mothers and fathers, Align Saving Kids, kids of all ages and all stages for mental health issues, including addiction and school issues. If you know somebody that would benefit from a parent support group or needs a referral for a therapist, psychiatrist, an inpatient or outpatient clinic, a rehab, feel free to share our number. They can call anonymous. All calls are confidential. And our number is 718-758-0400. Maybe you want to jot it down. I'll repeat it. Maybe you want to give it to you. Maybe it's to yourself. Maybe you want to give it to a neighbor, someone you usually would sit next to in shul. Our number again, 718-758-0400. Tonight, I'm really, really honored to have on with us a brave couple and a mom, two different families that are going to share their family personal journey. I'd like to first welcome on Mr. and Mrs. Laura. Thank you for joining us tonight. Kol hakavod, thank you for taking off your mask and allowing us to say who you really are. We'll make it so real. Thank you for being on tonight. How are you?
We're good, Baruch Hashem.
Fine,
thank
Baruch
you.
Hashem, thank you.
So let's get right to it. Mask is a referral organization. We offer support groups for parents. And it could be quite, you know, embarrassing. Stigma is so huge. And it, you know, sometimes for some parents, they want everything to stay a secret. They're afraid of shidduchim. I'd like to first go to the first question, and that, where do you get your courage from? For me to be able to address you with your real name, Mr. Floor, how is it that you have the courage to have us address you as Mr. Floor?
Well, it's not really a big thing. If you know that you have to do the right thing, you do the right thing, and nothing to be embarrassed about. People today are not embarrassed when they talk about a family member having cancer, chas v'shalom. It's not much different. This is an issue that's out in the world, and we're dealing with it. Not a big deal.
What about you, Mrs. Floor? How was it for you the first time when you called MAC?
It wasn't embarrassing for me. I might be atypical, and my children were going through shidduchim at the time, and it was in consideration. We needed to get our son help, and we did. And, you know, my children were going through shidduchim, and it didn't affect, you know. It was on the resume, and it was there, and people were very understanding, family members understanding, and it was okay.
Kol hakavod. So, you know, we take off our mask of denial, and we call a helpline, and we share things on the helpline. Of course, that's confidential, and you shared at the time when you called many years ago that your son was in yeshiva and was struggling. Do you want to share a little bit of that for our listeners so that they know what made you pick up the phone? Mrs. Moore, please.
Yes, my son had a very bad experience in the yeshiva that he was attending, and it just got worse and worse, and it made him get gradually more withdrawn. He was, leaving the path of Yiddishkeit. He was basically in his room most of the time. We saw this behavior was just not typical. We were very worried. It took us some time before we felt that, comfortable to call. We weren't sure. It didn't happen all at once, but I just saw that it just was getting worse and worse. It wasn't getting better. Addiction did come into it. He started using. He went through a couple yeshivas. He was asked to leave from one yeshiva. He went to another yeshiva that didn't work out for him. Then he finally went to yeshiva that was a better fit, and somebody there gave us the name of Mask to call, and from there, we've never looked back. They were really supportive. And they've helped us with decisions, and our family is the better for it.
So you mentioned addiction. I mean, you've been attending Mask Support Group, Mr. Floor, for how long approximately?
I think it's about 7 years or so.
Right. And you've been really a trooper. You've been attending group after group, every other every week, every month, whenever we notify you, you attend. And sometimes scheduling could be, an issue. But were you both, in general, on the same page, you and your wife, Mr. Floor, in reference to bringing up this particular son and what he was going through? Because lots of times we get parents that only one parent is in agreement with, what the, professionals are guiding them, and another parent could be struggling and not on board. How is it, do you want to share how it was for both of you?
Well, it's ironic because my wife is the one who heard about it first and approached me with it. And at the time, I was more, reserved in the sense that, you don't want to air your dirty laundry, so to speak. And I was a little bit ambivalent about going, but again, I realized that it is the right thing to do, so I went along with it. And like my wife said, we never looked back. It really helped us in every way possible, just calmed us down, calmed our fears, and helped us navigate these choppy waters.
So what did you gain from it, Mom?
I gained a safe place, a place where I felt safe to, to talk about these things, where you really, even though people, they're not supportive, but it's not something, out in the open that you want to talk with, your regular community members, your regular family, your neighbors. You're not, maybe if they're not ostracizing you, but they're not, it's not a place that you really want to talk about it. They're not experiencing the same thing that you're experiencing, so you don't feel comfortable to talk about your issues and your son with them. But in this safe group, where people are going through things like you or even worse than you, you feel safe and you feel accepted and nothing is ever wrong to say. And it was just a bastion of support for me.
And you mentioned addiction. Not everybody in the group, Mr. Floor, has somebody that's an addict, correct?
That's true. In fact, when we first started going to Mask, I don't think he had an addiction issue. That came up maybe a year or two later when he had gone to Israel for a couple of years, and he picked up a lot of good habits and he picked up some bad habits, and so then it became an issue there. And we weren't afraid of it because we already were dealing with other people who were going through it, and we felt comfortable. Okay, we'll deal with this too, and we brought it up in Mask and we dealt with it, and Baruch Hashem, I'm pretty sure he's not using anything anymore.
That's wonderful, and we're so happy when we hear these good reports. It gives us chizuk always at the Mask office and the Mask therapists that facilitate all our groups. How did the children feel about you attending? Did you share with them that you go to math group, Mom?
It doesn't come up in conversation, but they do know that we do attend a group that, you know, we tell them, you know, is for us as parents, to help us deal with, you know, what's going on, you know, with your brother, with your brothers. They know that some kids in the family, it's not just one son, but there's another son. They're different. They're treated a little bit differently, and they understand the difference. And it's not really something that we really need to bring up. It's just something that's, you know, kind of like understood, and the kids, they understand that it's just different. These two sons are different.
Right, and you say two sons. I just want my listeners to know that very often there can be a sibling effect where another child then, you know, has their own struggle seeing an older brother or an older sister going off, parents being so involved with them, all those negative behaviors. It can happen. It's not unusual. So are there any struggles that you and your husband have or had because you are home with COVID with two children that are struggling? How is that for you all these months?
I don't know if this is the answer that you want to hear, but COVID, as far as these children went, it was okay. Like my son, the older son really did very well with COVID because one of his sources of his addictions dried up. He used to gamble heavily on sports. There was no sports, so he didn't have anything to do. So he would come out of his room and he would come join us at the Shabbos table. He used to basically miss Shabbos because he would just be, you know, watching the games. And, you know, yes, he was not. The son was, you know, not showing Shabbos. So that's something that, you know, is hard to deal with, but we are dealing with it. But, you know, like listeners should know that it is something. He's talking with the family. He started to attend college. He started to be more serious. COVID had a very nice effect on him. And the other son, he was attending school. I think it was hard on him. It was hard on him because he was ending 12th grade, and, you know, it just didn't end very well. It's very hard for anybody in high school to end without seeing their friends and their rebbeim and their teachers. And, he was basically very isolated. He was on Zoom most of the day, and it didn't affect him very well. He would not attend class, and we would have to, you know, engage on challah, and it was hard for him. COVID was harder for the second son than for the first son.
Right, but you are working with professionals. You're working with the school. You both attend
we were.
Group.
Yes,
you both.
Yes.
So, what do you want to say, Mom, to the parents that are listening that may, you know, be on the fence about calling MASC or another organization to attend a support group or get a referral? What do you want to say to them?
It's never a mistake to call. It's always do your gut instinct. Do what feels right. It's the right thing to do. Do it earlier rather than later. You don't want a problem to, you know, blossom and become and just become more than you can handle. Because we called MASC, because we were, you know, in touch with professionals and people that really cared, and and other parents that, you know, were dealing with the same things that we were dealing. We felt supported, and we felt helped, and we felt validated, you know, that we weren't alone. And it's very, very important, because a lot of times parents who are going through this think that, oh, they have to go through this alone. We're from Jews. This doesn't happen in a Jewish community. But it's not true. It happens more often than you think. And when you call people and you become part of a community, the MASC community, you feel very supported and very validated.
Well, thank you, Mom. Dad, did you want to give any special message to the listeners, please?
Well, my wife said it very well. It's the problem is not calling.
Mm-hmm.
Not getting involved, not calling, does not make the problem go away. Just like any other issue, medical issue, emotional issue, ignoring it. It's like they say with dentistry. ignore your teeth and they'll go away. It's going to make things worse. So get involved. Get involved with the right organization like MASC, and you'll only see atzlacha from it.
Yes, we've definitely improved as a family, definitely, from going to
beautiful. MASC.
Beautiful. Yeah, don't bury your head in the sand. Yes.
Right, and take off your mask so yes. that you can really get the help that you may need for your family, like Mr. and Mrs. Floor. Baruch Hashem has come such a long way, and I just want to wish you both that you should have so much nachas from your family, and I'd like to thank you for being on with us tonight.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rachama. You've really helped us a lot, and you've helped us grow. Thank you.
Again, MASC number is 718-758-0400. If you want to give it to somebody that may need a referral or a parent support group, please have them call early on. So I would like to now introduce another very brave mom who's on with us tonight, and I'd like to welcome Devorah. Hi, Devorah. Good evening. How are
Hi.
You?
Hi. Thank you for having me, Rahama.
Well, thank you for having the courage to come on and speak about your personal journey, about your family. So, Devorah, do you want to first share what made you call MASC several years ago?
Yes, sure. It all started out with my son. At the time, he's 22 now, so I would say he was about 14. He'd been pretty much a bright student, and he excelled well in yeshiva, in elementary school. He had is a popular, a lot of friends. He seemed to be happy and cruising along until one day something clicked, and it was a slow progression, rather a digression of mood and overall feelings of not just being happy with what he was and who he was. We found out that he had an iPod and he was watching things that were not appropriate at the time for a young child, and we were up in arms on what to do, and he switched to a different yeshiva in the eighth grade. He was really adamant he didn't want to continue on and graduate with his friends that he'd been with for nine or ten years. So he switched that yeshiva, and from the get-go, he already made it very clear that he didn't want to be part of the group of boys who were doing well in school. He wanted to be part of the those who rebelled. And from that year, he did graduate with that yeshiva, but from the ninth grade, he was asked to leave three-quarters of the way into the year. That was when he was kicked out of yeshiva. He'd been smoking. He'd been hanging around with girls and with he was Mahal Shabbos, and we were just up in arms. What did we do wrong? What happened to him? And it lasted throughout high school. He had gone to three or four different high schools, and he finally found his niche in Waterbury, and we have a lot of Hakaras Tov to Rabbi Kalish. And around that time, during his high school years, a friend of mine had referred to me to MASC, and it was an eye-opener for me. I didn't realize, I heard of MASC, and I'd seen advertisements, but I didn't realize how much we needed a support group at the time. And also around that time that my son was in the throes of his rebellion, his older brother, my other son, had a manic episode. He had a breakdown. So here I thought we were doing so well as a family, and one of my kids was on the fringe, and now we had two of them that were on the fringe. So with this other son, he had his manic episode. He left yeshiva to take a break for several months, and Baruch Hashem, it took a few years in psychiatry and psychiatric visits, and he is stable. And then a third child of mine had a manic episode. So we realized if this is something that's genetic or if it's not genetic, Hashem had a plan for us all, and we just, at that point, MASC was a part of our family. And if it wasn't for Ruhama and for all the other parents who have been or have been currently going through their own crises, we would not have been who we are today, which is a much stronger, more, we have more of a united front, and we are very grateful to, like I said, to Ruhama and to Mask and to all the other parents who have been growing from their experiences. And Baruch Hashem, my kids are all stable, and one of them, the ones I mentioned, is in Shidduchim now, and unless somebody knows of his past, there's just no way that they would know of all the anguish and the pain that he had gone through. But I really believe everything happens for a reason, and they are stronger kids, and my kids are non-judgmental, they're very open-minded. And Baruch Hashem, you know, we're very grateful for whatever reason they had to go through, whatever they had to go through, to have them come to where they are today. But if I would have to tell my old self what my new self would know, I would say, hang on for the ride. It will be bumpy. It will be dark. There'll be a lot of crying, sleepless nights. But Hashem is holding your hand. And that's how it was. I saw, after months of just not seeing any light, I davened to Hashem as hard as I could. And I said to him, I need to see a Yeshua. And Baruch Hashem, it was a number of things, getting the right therapist and the right psychiatrist, and like I said, a few other times, and I can't say it enough, and having Mask on board, Baruch Hashem, we got through it, and it wasn't easy. It was really, really very, very challenging, but Baruch Hashem.
Deborah, thank you for sharing your personal family journey all through these years that you've been attending Mask. You know, you say thank you to Ruhama. It's never Ruhama alone. I cannot do this without my devoted staff that's always available. And it's a team effort. And we have to thank the therapists that facilitate the group. All our groups are facilitated by therapists. And we use only professionals. So I just want everyone to know out there it's not a one-man show, one-woman show. And I would like to bring up the support that you get on a daily basis from your WhatsApp group that we have.
Yes, so I started a WhatsApp group, and, of course, I wanted Ruhama on board. Yes, let me just preface by saying, Ruhama, you do an incredible job, and you are the backbone of this organization, and you have very devoted and untiring team of therapists and office staff who really are going above and beyond to do their job to make sure that everybody gets what they need, all the right referrals. So I thank you. With Ruhama on board, I decided that there was a need. It's like, you know, it's with the 21st century, and technology is definitely part and parcel of our reality. So I need to have a WhatsApp group for the moms whose kids are struggling with all things connected to, but not limited to, mental disabilities or kids that are OTD on their own derech. I don't like to use the term off the derech. Kids are all on their own journey. Everybody has their own journey in life. And it's been, by and large, a tremendous amount of chizuk. If any moms that are listening now want to be able to join the chat, they could reach out to Mask, and we could be more than happy to have you join. It is confidential. Nobody needs to know who's on it. It's completely, like I said, private. And we've only gotten chizuk from the chat. So there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Everybody goes through, you know, some people, they, God forbid, they're missing. They have physical disabilities. They're missing limbs, or Rahman al-Islam, they're going through cancer treatments. And it's very easy for an outsider to look at that person and say, Neba, or Hashem should give you a refuah shleima. But when there's something that's internal, it's an internal battle, not everybody always sees that struggle that's going on, that only a limited amount of people would know about, Hashem knows too who needs the refuah shleima. So everybody, whatever going on, their struggles, whether it be an emotional or physical, Hashem should just give a refuah shleima and get the clarity that they need. And not to ever, ever feel ashamed or embarrassed about your situation, to reach out and get the right help. It takes a courage and a brave front to be able to make that phone call, to make that first step. But I have confidence you could all do it, and we're in this together. It's not you versus me. We're all Klal Yisrael, and we all depend on each other. We have a lot of chassadim, a lot of gemachim out there. Everybody should take advantage of whatever they need. But when it comes to mental health, it really is key to being, you know, they say you can't be able to pour a pitcher of water to other people if your pitcher is empty. You know, to take that even one step further, if a pitcher is cracked and it's broken and it's shattered, what is that? You glue all the pieces together, and you make a beautiful piece of art. I know some Japanese phrase that I'm not thinking of off the top of my head, but you have a new piece of art, and we can look at it and appreciate that beauty, what's in within that new piece of artwork. And then we can refill that picture and be able to give it to others. So if we feel depleted ourselves and we're not taking care of ourselves, it's very hard to give that to other people, to our family.
Thank you. Devorah, we're running out of time. And I just, if you could in a minute or less tell us, were you and your husband always on the same page?
So in the beginning, my husband was understandably very embarrassed and very hesitant to reach out for help. But once we had a discussion about it in depth, and we, you know, he got to understand what MASK was about. And after I attended a few meetings by myself, and I shared with him the concept overall. Of course, I never, ever mentioned to him who I saw, who I met there, but I mentioned to him what it was about. He said he'll give it a try. So he tried the meetings, and we grew together. We grew separately from it. We grew together, and we even went to a Shabbaton. And husbands and wives don't have to agree on many things in life, but one thing we need to agree on is about the health of our children, and that was primary. And Baruch Hashem, we have achieved that goal.
Wonderful. Well, Yasha Koach, thank you for being on tonight. Thank you for sharing your personal journey. And may you have continued nachas and wonderful shidduchim and good health with your family, your husband, and yourself.
Amen. Thank you for having me. Chazak v'amen.
Amen. And anyone that needs a referral or support group information or wants to speak to Mr. or Mrs. Or to Devorah, feel free to call MASK 718-758-0400. I want to wish everybody a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos, and always remember, hang in, hold on, and hug tight. Thank you, and have a good night.
Thanks for listening.
Hello, I'm Dr. Raphael Kelman. I'm an internist. I'm a graduate of Albert Einstein College of Medicine. I trained in holistic, functional, and integrative medicine. I'm the author of several books, including On the Microbiome. And my focus is, and I specialize in thyroid disorders, Hashimoto's, various autoimmune disorders, gastrointestinal disorders, fatigue, and chronic unresolved issues. I find the root causes and treat with both the best of conventional and mostly with holistic natural compounds. By testing deeper, we can heal deeper. I offer a free 10-minute consultation, and you can listen to me every Tuesday night on the radio between 7 and 8 p.m. on WSNR and also on the internet, talklinecommunications.com, every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. If you have any questions or if you want to make an appointment or even the free 10-minute consultation, please call me at 1-833-MD-HELP-ME, 833-MD-HELP-ME.
Did you ever consider hosting your own radio or television show? We can help you get on the air. Talkline Communications works with broadcasters as well as with TV and radio stations in New York and nationwide that lease time, all at competitive rates. We work with doctors, lawyers, and other professionals, as well as with ethnic broadcasters. For more information about hosting your own radio or TV show, please call 212-769-1925. 212-769-1925. And out of New York, call 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW. That's 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW.
Thank you for tuning in to
KZN, Talkline Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.
Click, listen, enjoy.